Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. Lows dip down to about 58 overnight under clear skies. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Bright sunshine expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 89. Lows dip down to about 67 tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday with daytime highs approaching 84. 91 Friday. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 64.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's back to school season across the state of Kansas, with school districts starting over the past week and going into the next weeks here as well across the state, with Kansas Highway Patrol warning and reminding individuals that are on the road to be aware of school buses and children that are out and about.
Back to school brings those school buses, and people need to make sure that they're watching out for those school buses. School buses are carrying, you know, the youth of Kansas, and there is nothing more important than the safety of those children. So when you're approaching a school bus, you need to be cautious. If their yellow lights turn on and start flashing, you can expect that stop arm is going to come out. Their red lights will start flashing, and everybody is required to stop for those school buses. And there is nothing more important than the safety of those kids, like I said before. So if you're approaching a school bus, those stop arms are out. You have to stop for that bus.
Mid-America Network News. It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News.
How can I help you?
Because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one leaf produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News. Always on your side.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
The city of Great Bend, Kansas says that they have a shortage when it comes to city workers and have announced that they are raising their entry-level wages for their employees, going up to $15.50 an hour starting on August 20th. KSN News reports that according to the city of Great Bend, they also say, along with the raise in wages, they also have great benefits packages as they are looking for numerous different full-time and part-time positions within the city that include the city of Great Bend Police Department custodian, firefighter, and MT, along with paramedic positions, police officers, and seasonal mower and maintenance workers within the city. According to the officials, they say it has been an ongoing concern for many cities across the state of Kansas with competitive wages and benefits, with the ongoing labor force issues, as they say they provide equal employment and advancement opportunities for all individuals, and they're encouraging you to go online to check them out online at ks-greatbend.com. According to the Kansas Labor Department, most law enforcement and city worker positions are still understaffed across the state.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's been a busy year for the North Platte Regional Airport, saying that they have officially renewed their contract with SkyWest Airlines after saying that as of July, it was the top 10 months for boarding since the project began back in 2018. KNOP News Channel 2 reports the airline will operate under the SkyWest charter with 30 passenger seats and provide 12 weekly round trips to the city of Denver, Colorado. As the new contract has been sent to the U.S. Department of Transportation for approval, as according to the airport manager, they say that overall near 1,342 people people flew out of the North Platte area last month alone. And so far for the year, at the end of July, 7,566 passengers have boarded flights at the airport. According to the U.S. Department of Transportation, the North Platte Regional Airport had also received a bid from Northern Pacific Airways, but that proposal was declined. The airport manager of the regional airport is encouraging any public officials to submit letters to the Department of Transportation to support the approval by August 22nd.
School is back in session. Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and approved an interlocal agreement with Marshall County, whereby tax proceeds from a proposed half-cent sales tax for jail construction would fully revert to the county, contingent upon voter approval in November. County Commissioner John Unger addressed the council, noting that he was opposed to raising property taxes for the project and answered questions. The sales tax, if approved, would be in effect only until bonds for jail construction were fully paid off. Expected to generate some $1.2 million annually, the term could run some 8 to 10 years, depending on costs. Early payoff would be allowable if possible. Mayor Jason Barnes noted that a sales tax does hit lower-income residents harder, although it does receive contribution from outside residents doing business locally. He further cautioned that any increase, which would be in addition to a current half-cent city sales tax in place, could limit any future options for other projects during the term of implementation. Unger advised that Beatty, Blue Rapids, Vermilion, and Waterville have approved the interlocal agreement. Five other cities were meeting this week. Unanimous approval was given for a lease of city-owned property in the South 17th Street Industrial Park for Verizon, who will locate a freestanding 185-foot cell tower that is expected to improve local coverage. Council members noted no adjacent neighbors opposed, and the annual lease calls for five-year 5% increases with a base of $11,400 rent annually. $5,000 was approved from industrial revenue funds to assist with a survey of buildings that would help define and establish a downtown historic district. The initiative through Marysville Chamber and Main Street could, if approved, allow for tax credits toward building improvements, including the potential for development of second-floor housing in the district. Council approved naming Kramer Family Tennis Courts in recognition of the significant family contribution of the Kramer family in recent construction of a tennis court complex in the city park, as well as a continued funding commitment toward annual maintenance. City of Washington residents will receive a survey in the mail, required to be completed by each property owner for every address on the city's water supply system. The two-page survey should be completed both sides and returned to City Hall by September 1st. Those will be entered into a drawing to receive a $50 credit toward the water bill. Three winners will be selected to receive the credit. If you have questions, please contact Washington City Hall. An injury accident was reported afternoon of July 31st at Beatty Junction on U.S. 36. Jacob Rieger of Powhatan collided with an Omaha man, Jamil Robinson. He and a passenger were transported to CMH, one of whom was later transferred. In another incident, a police pursuit later that evening was initiated by the Marshall County Sheriff's Office on K-99 southbound with a vehicle that failed to stop at the intersection and then proceeded west on U.S. 36. After being stopped, the agitated driver went north on K-99 to Beatty, where he was stopped again and arrested on pending charges. Mary Ann Gore, age 86, of Centralia, passed away Friday. Funeral service is planned Friday, 10:30, at the Centralia Community Church West, burial in the Roots Cemetery west of Kelly. Visitation Thursday, 5:30 until 7:30 at the Lauer Funeral in Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Mary Ann Gore.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We will see a number of high-pressure systems making their way across the plains, bring to our area relatively quiet weather throughout the rest of the week and over the course of the weekend. High temperatures will rise through the end of the week to get above the average for this time of year of 88 degrees. As we take a closer look at the forecast, this evening, mostly clear skies and a low of 58. Tomorrow, sunny skies and a high of 89 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear skies and a low of 67. Then sunny skies continue on Thursday and a high of 84. Thursday night, clear with a low of 59. Then sunny into the end of the week on Friday and a high of 91. Friday night, mostly clear and a low of 72 degrees, with sunny skies into the beginning of the weekend on Saturday and a high of 102. Saturday night, we'll see mostly clear skies and a low of 74, with sunny skies Sunday and a high of 101. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low of 72 degrees. For Monday, sunny skies and a high of 98. I'm meteorologist Patrick McMillan.
Average high temperature mid-August, 89. Record high on this date, 109. The average low, 67. And the record low, 46. Sunset this evening, 8:24. Sunrise in the morning at 6:40.
If your cat is crazy for cantaloupe, it's not because she has a sudden urge to go vegetarian. We will tell you what's behind this feline melon madness on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 15th, the 227th day of the year. Hollywood A-listers Jennifer Lawrence and Ben Affleck share a birthday, and The Wizard of Oz premiered on this night in 1939. Cats are carnivores, so meat is the essential part of their diet. But almost any cat owner can tell you about an unusual non-meat food their pet has developed a craving for. Things like cucumbers, popcorn, green olives, or even potato chips. And now that it's melon season, don't be surprised if your cat seems to have a taste for cantaloupe. It turns out that the muskmelon and meat share a similar amino acid compound, a building block of protein. If Fluffy is whining to sample your cantaloupe, it's merely because, to her, it smells like meat. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Beatty Milo Festival fun begins Friday with kids games and free hot dogs at 6. Co-ed softball and cornhole tournaments start at 7 and the glow run at 9. Saturday, a truck show, Milo and corn exhibits opening at 9. Inflatables, putt-putt, golf, horseshoes, and cornhole with the kids' pedal pull start at 10. Yard games at noon, an antique tractor pull at 1. A kids' beach party Saturday at 2 and the Milo Fest parade Saturday at 4. Sons of Sterling perform live at 7 with fireworks at 10 p.m. Proud Beatty Milo Festival sponsors include Blue Valley Technologies, your local broadband provider, always at the cutting edge. Blue Valley Technologies. Smart Truck Line of Beatty. When you need hauling services, make the smart choice. Reliable service when you need it delivered on time. Smart Truck Line. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Banking services up to date with today's technology. United Bank and Trust. Beatty. Member FDIC.
L.A. can't lose. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Dodgers look to extend their winning streak to 9. Bottom six, L.A. busting what had been a tie game wide open with 4 before Mookie Betts added a 5th.
Betts lines one into left field and it's going to drop in for a base hit. Rounding third on his way home is Outman. The throw is cut off.
The call on KLAC, that base knock made it 6-1 en route to a 6-2 win over Milwaukee. The Braves and Yankees played the middle game of their series. The Bravos doing what they do best, scoring in the first inning.
This is a drive to center field to the wall. Bader, that is gone. 3-run home run.
The call on 680 AM The Fan. That blast extending Marcell Ozuna's hitting streak to 13 games. Atlanta blanks the Pinstripers 5-0. Orioles, Padres in San Diego. Bottom one.
1-1 to Sanchez. Here's the pitch. And that's hit in the air to right field. Santander's going back. He's at the wall. This one, gonna go!
The call on KWFN. The Pods would score 5 unanswered in the frame. Padres 10, Orioles 3, your final. The Rangers hosted the slumping Angels. Corey Seager launched a 2-run homer in the third. Then in the 7th.
First pitch to Seager. He swings. It's a high fly ball to right field. Renfroe turns. He watches. That one, long gone.
The call on 105.3, The Fan. Seager drove in 5, and the Rangers beat the Angels 7-3. Twins topped the Tigers 5-3. Astros edged the Marlins 6-5. Giants blanked the Rays 7-0. Blue Jays beat the Phillies 2-1. White Sox 5, Cubs 3. Rays ace Shane McClanahan is out for the season. He needs Tommy John surgery. Lionel Messi scored again in Inter Miami's 4-1 League's Cup semifinal win over Philadelphia. They meet Nashville SC in the final. WNBA, the Liberty routed the Aces 82-63 to win the Commissioner's Cup trophy. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
It's your land. You know what you need to run your farm operation. And it's a lot more than just seed and soil, livestock and farm machinery. That's why we're here to design a plan that fits your farm, your family, and your life. We're local and we're here to help you grow. Stop by and let's talk. Citizen State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
RX Drugstore in Marysville is ready to meet your prescription needs with prompt and convenient service. Refills are easy. Order by phone, on the web, or through their mobile app. Can't make it in to pick up your prescription? No problem. Free in-town delivery is offered in Marysville, Frankfort, and Beatty. Your local Health Mart pharmacy provides prescription, over-the-counter, and durable medical equipment services for all your healthcare needs. Thank you for choosing RX Drugstore as your pharmacy. Stop in and visit them today.
Challenge yourself with a new career that's no typical sit-at-the-bench assembly job. Landall Company manufactures trailers, tillage equipment, and forklifts, and offers competitive wages with advancement opportunities, evaluations, and raises, as well as comprehensive insurance, employer-paid life, short and long-term disability, paid time off, 401k, incentive bonus, and much more. Mechanical ability helpful but not required. EEO, vets, and disability welcome. Learn more and apply online at landall.com/careers today.
Don't send that drought-stressed houseplant to the compost pile just yet. You may be able to revive it. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Vacations and busy schedules may result in neglected houseplants suffering from a lack of water. Most potting mixes are soilless and contain organic materials like peat moss that shrink away from the pot and harden when overly dry. Water runs over the surface, down the side of the pot, and out the drainage hole without moistening the potting mix. Start the recovery process by loosening the potting mix surface with a fork. Then set the pot in warm water until the potting mix is moistened and you no longer see bubbles in the water. Remove the pots from the water and allow them to drain. Place in a cool, well-lit location and wait for a few hours. If you intervened in time, the leaves will perk up in a few hours. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
At Prairie Band Casino, everyone plays a little differently. Hitting it big could mean ripping a ball in the Topgolf swing suites. Doubling down could mean dropping in for a couple's massage at the Cedar and Sage Spa. Going all in? Well, that's just an invitation to get everyone in the pool. Discover more ways to play your way.
Witness the cutting-edge humor that catapulted stars like Steve Carell, Tina Fey, Keegan-Michael Key, Stephen Colbert, Chris Farley, and even Mike Myers. As the most influential name in comedy, The Second City comes to Marysville High School Friday, August 18th at 7 p.m. Experience a night of laughter and brilliance as the next rising stars of Comedian Rhapsody deliver their best sketch comedy, songs, and trademark improv. Tickets are $15 and available by calling or texting 785-859-4260 or online at marshallcountyarts.org.
The numbers 1 and 17 are important in Jacksonville, Illinois. Those are the numbers of two machines built here that continue to live here, so to speak. In fact, many come here to experience them every year. The story is this edition of The American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with a share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. Those are agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we've created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with machine repeat to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In Jacksonville, Illinois, you'll find the Eli Bridge Company. They've been building Ferris wheels here for well over a century, and many of the wheels in service were built well before Tim Noland or anyone else working here was ever born.
The wheels are built to last. We got wheels that are over 100 years old still out operating all year based on where they might be located. A little maintenance and upkeep on them, and they'll serve you very well.
When you pull up to the headquarters, you'll find a wheel that has important meaning to the company.
Number one, Bill, sitting right here in front of our manufacturing plant, being a landmark for us.
Wheel number one, produced way back in 1900, was used for many years, and then the company had a chance to buy it back and place it here as a landmark. There's another old wheel that has a unique story here as well.
Jacksonville is the home of number 17 wheel. It's currently in our community park, and the Rotary Club here operates it on certain posted events or weekends, you know, through the summer when they operate.
You can come to Jacksonville most weekends in the summer to ride that wheel. It's been a part of the community for many decades. Plus, this company makes other rides that you may remember as well.
They built the Scrambler, was another hit for the company. Very popular ride, still very popular on the midways, the carnivals and the fairs. It's a good spinning action ride and causes a lot of excitement.
It's a part of the past that's still very much a part of the present and even the future of many carnivals rides and what takes place in this town every day. Traveling the countryside in Jacksonville, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
Your outdoor projects done right at Menards and save 11% on everything. It's a great time for outdoor building projects with the Midwest's largest selection of AC2 pressure treated lumber and decking. Visit our outdoor lumber yard today to shop top of the line pressure treated lumber and decking. Get an 8-foot pressure treated 1x4 for $389 after 11% off. Good through August 20th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
The gypsy moth is a major invasive pest of hardwood trees. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If the moth is in your area, find and destroy the large egg masses before they hatch as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Of many hardwood tree species is the gypsy moth. The caterpillar eats the tree leaves, and if the defoliation is severe enough, the tree becomes stressed and weak. The male gypsy moth is brownish in color, and the female is white with black chevrons on her wings. It's interesting to note that the female doesn't fly. She emerges from the pupal stage heavy with unfertilized eggs and stays put until a male finds her. Andy Roberts is an entomologist at Virginia Tech University. He's working on an effort to control the gypsy moth's advancement to other parts of the country. He says the egg masses are pretty distinctive, and that's what the homeowner should target.
It's an elongated, kind of brownish, tawny brown, buff-colored, hairy mass of eggs, and that'll be plastered onto the side of the tree, typically, or up on the limbs or something. A good homeowner treatment is to spray that with dormant oil that's used on some insects. When they're in a dormant stage, you spray them with this oil and it essentially suffocates them.
Encourage birds to your property because they love to dine on gypsy moths. If you don't mind having mice around, Robert says they're another excellent predator. But sometimes it takes a massive effort to get rid of them.
Most areas that typically will have gypsy moth will have some kind of cooperative program where a community, municipality, or county can work with a state or federal agency, and they'll do a cost share thing where the state will come in and do the treatment with some type of insecticide. Those kinds of organized things typically spring up in areas where gypsy moth is considered generally infested.
Learn more about controlling the gypsy moth and see where it's currently a problem at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Lord, the light of your love
I'm currently in the process of building a habit of working out. I am quickly learning that one of the most important things is having someone who can help hold me accountable when I'd rather give up. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes we need a little accountability when it comes to our finances. You may want to consider working with a financial professional. No matter what stage of life you're in, working with a financial professional can help provide clarity when it comes to managing money. Whether you're just starting out, growing your family, preparing for retirement, or even currently retired, having the accountability can help keep you on track for achieving some of your short and your long-term goals. And remember, when choosing who to work with, it's important to find a financial professional that understands your faith and your values. So just like working out requires accountability, so does maintaining your finances. A financial professional can help serve as a guide so you can use money as a tool to live out your faith and live a more purposeful life.
Child care challenges on America's farms and ranches. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. 6 months ago on this program, I introduced you to Florence Bicot of the National Farm Medicine Center in Marshfield, Wisconsin, who, along with colleague Shoshana Inwood of The Ohio State University, announced a survey of farm families about child care issues. Bicot says the survey is now completed.
95% of farm families have said that they want the kids around. They love having the kids around. It's very important for the children to learn about agriculture.
Bicot says the survey examines the scope of the problem, but also offers ways to address it.
There is a diversity of solutions that can make things easier. There is also one that came up as an important one, which was having discussion groups with other farm parents to kind of share about experiences and in particular the kinds of tricks that people are using when the kids are around on the farm.
Bicot says 860 farm and ranch families in 47 states took part in the survey.
At the end of the survey, there was an option for people to write additional comments or ask questions. And there were quite a few people who actually thanked us for doing the research and said, thank you so much for paying attention to this issue. This has been a challenge. This is important to us. Or thank you for paying attention to the farm sector.
Learn more at cultivatesafety.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Stores in Beatrice have warehouses loaded to the hilt with over 300 appliances in stock. Washers and dryers starting at $4.99. Dishwashers starting at $3.99. French Door stainless steel refrigerators with ice maker at $8.99. And top mount refrigerators at only $3.99. Bring your truck and take your items home today or schedule delivery. Ashley Home Store in Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
Friday, August the 18th, Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be selling over 300 head of choice reputation Angus, black white face, and a few red Angus fall calving cows and bred heifers, including two dispersals. These cattle will start selling at 11 a.m., and many are 2 to 5 years old. They're all bred to calving ease registered bulls. This will be an outstanding offering of fall calving cows. We'll also be selling several consignments of replacement heifers and feeder calves. For more information on these fall calving cow consignments to sell at the Manhattan Commission Company Friday, August the 18th at 11 a.m., please call the Manhattan Commission Company at 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Feeding and monitoring cattle, collecting data, and saving on labor costs using robot technology to feed cows out on pasture. Today on the Successful Farming Tuned Into Tech series brought to you by John Deere.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Hunter Allerman is a co-founder and head of corporate development with Smooth Ag Solutions, and he was a corporate finance consultant when he first saw a video post from his now partner, River McTasney, on an autonomous cattle feeding system. Now called the Ranch Rover, Allerman explains the idea was born out of the boredom of driving a feed truck coupled with the issue of finding workers.
This technology exists and it's extremely cheap now, and you know, we just decided to put the pieces together and do something for the ranch. You know, I think River, along with his idea of just replacing the feed rover on, or feed truck on his ranch, the Ranch Rover was never really going to be anything more than just a way for him not to have to drive a feed truck ever again. And we started sitting down and doing the math, and we realized, hey, this is a bigger problem than we realized. And our ranches aren't that big, but you start talking about, you know, 50, 60,000 acre places, and all of a sudden, their drive times are several hours a day.
He explains how the Ranch Rover robot is programmed for a feeding route.
Completely autonomous, but when it comes to mission setting, we have an application in development, and then you can set up the routes on the computer. So part of our customer process, when we onboard a new customer, what we do is we deliver the system out to the ranch, and we'll actually go and drive the feed routes that the rancher has, and that creates an accurate mapping system.
The robot has eyes and sensors to coordinate with the real-time environment, thus it can stop and wait for a cow, and the sensors keep it from running into a fence. It also sends notifications to the rancher if something out of the ordinary is going on. I'm Lori Boyer. For more agriculture technology information, log on to agriculture.com.
Ease the burden on your loved ones with pre-planning services offered through Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville and Anders Fifely Funeral Home in Riley. This is Jared Anders, and we can help you in assuring that your wishes will be taken care of, easing the decision process for your family. From service arrangements to special requests, let us take time to meet your exact needs. Find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us at Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville or at Anders Fifley Funeral Home in Riley.
L.A. can't lose. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Dodgers look to extend their winning streak to 9. Bottom six, L.A. busting what had been a tie game wide open with 4 before Mookie Betts added a 5th.
Betts lines one into left field and is going to drop in for a base hit. Rounding third on his way home is Outman. The throw is cut off.
The call on KLAC, that base knock made it 6-1 en route to a 6-2 win over Milwaukee. The Braves and Yankees played the middle game of their series. The Bravos doing what they do best, scoring in the first inning.
And this is a drive to center field to the wall. Bader, that is gone! 3-run home run.
The call on 680 AM, The Fan. That blast extending Marcell Ozuna's hitting streak to 13 games. Atlanta blanks the Pinstripers 5-0. Orioles, Padres in San Diego, bottom one.
1-1 to Sanchez. Here's the pitch. And that's hit in the air to right field. Santander's going back. He's at the wall. This one, gonna go!
The call on KWFN. The Pods would score 5 unanswered in the frame. Padres 10, Orioles 3, your final. The Rangers hosted the slumping Angels. Corey Seager launched a 2-run homer in the third. Then in the 7th.
First pitch to Seager. He swings. It's a high fly ball to right field. Renfro turns. He watches. That one, long gone.
The call on 105.3, The Fan. Seager drove in 5, and the Rangers beat the Angels 7-3. Twins topped the Tigers 5-3. Astros edged the Marlins 6-5. Giants blanked the Rays 7-0. Blue Jays beat the Phillies 2-1. White Sox 5, Cubs 3. Rays ace Shane McClanahan is out for the season. He needs Tommy John surgery. Lionel Messi scored again in Inter Miami's 4-1 Leagues Cup semifinal win over Philadelphia. They meet Nashville SC in the final. WNBA, the Liberty routed the Aces 82-63 to win the Commissioner's Cup trophy. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Hoppin', let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Has he driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. During the summer months, it can be hard not to feel like there's a snake around every corner. Kansas State University wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts discusses snakes that are in Kansas and how to manage them in and around your home. Ricketts encourages people to learn how to identify snakes.
So there are 43 species of snakes that can be found in Kansas, and most of those are non-venomous and harmless. Of the 43 species, we have 7 that are venomous that are the ones that we need to be concerned about, and I would encourage folks to make sure they can identify those 7 species.
Ricketts talks about habitat areas for snakes that may be in your yard or house. He also shares how people can catch snakes in their homes.
Keeping your grass in the yard mowed short, minimizing the rock piles, wood piles, piles of building materials and all those sorts of things that are available, because all of that stuff is really good snake habitat. And then one common form of snake habitat that we often put in our yard is landscaping. So rocks and concrete blocks and those sorts of things that are stacked and have soil around them or plant material around them are going to be very good habitat for snakes. The thing to remember is that snakes can get through very small gaps in the building materials of our houses. Maybe it's a gap between the foundation and the house or something like that, a gap underneath a door that's not sealed extremely well. So if you're in an older house like that that's very hard to seal off, really the best thing that you can do to deal with snakes in the home is to get some of the larger sticky traps like we see advertised for mice and those sorts of things as well. Those larger sticky traps can be put up against walls because snakes tend to follow structure when they're in a home, just like they do in many areas outside. And if you can maybe put that behind a couch or another large piece of furniture, then we can help keep our pets and those sorts of things out of those sticky traps.
He encourages people to educate themselves on snake species before interacting with them for safety reasons.
I think the main points are don't interact with snakes if you don't know what you're looking at. If you wish to interact with snakes, then learn how to identify at least our venomous snakes so that you know you're not handling a dangerous snake. And then if you wish to minimize your interactions with snakes, whether it's around a pond or whether it's around your home or whatever, then remove as much snake habitat from that area as you can.
That was Kansas State University wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts with the importance of knowing what snakes may be nearby. He says if you leave them alone, they will probably leave you alone too. For more information about snakes in Kansas, visit www.wildlife.kstate.edu. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring water softener salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know. They'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Look at your midday markets presented by Pluto Commodities. You can find them online at PlutoCommodities.com. Well, Andy, how's it going today?
It's going great. We're having ourselves a little bit of an update here at the midday. We've got September corn up 6.25 at 470 and a quarter, while December corn up 6.25 as well at 481 and three quarters. September beans up 14 at 1337 and a quarter. And November beans up 18 at 1323 and a quarter. Currently taking a look here at December meal, we're up 260 at 38310. While soybean oil is also up $1.09 at 6442. When I take a look here at soft red winter wheat, September's up 0.75 cents at 599 and a quarter, and December is up 0.75 cents as well at 624 and a half. Hard red winter wheat in the September market's up 5.25 at 742 and three quarters, and December is up 6 at 751 and a half. Hard red spring wheat is up 5 cents in the September at 791 and a half, and December is up 4 and three quarters at 806 and three quarters. Taking a glance at the meat markets, August cattle down 47 and a half cents at 178.62 and a half. October down 80 cents at 179.20. Feeders down 90 cents in the September at 248.87 and a half. And hogs today in the October are down 12 and a half cents at 78.7 and a half. If anybody has any questions or needs anything at all, please give us a call here at 877-87-PLUTO or check out our website at PlutoCommodities.com.
Market uncertainty is an everyday expectation. That's why you need Pluto Commodities. From daily market commentaries to focusing on a proper cost structure and risk management plan for your trading, Pluto Commodities creates an individualized plan to help you grow your own farm business. 877-87-PLUTO or online at PlutoCommodities.com, and make sure to download the Pluto Commodities mobile app. The trading of derivatives such as futures and options may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk, and you should fully understand those risks prior to trading. Andrew McCarty Incorporated utilizes the following legal DBA, Pluto Commodities.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provides free research and advice on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to AARP.org.
The supplies you choose when replacing or rebuilding after a storm matter just as much as who you call to do the job. Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber carry the highest quality building materials when you need them. From shingles to storm doors, roofing and siding, paint and lawn to finish the job, and always ready for pickup. Save time, save money, save worry after the storm. From start to finish, all in one stop, visit Hometown Lumber in Marysville or Axtell Lumber today.